The Trojan War story. It's more than just the Iliad. You know, the when we study our literature, usually there's a piece of the Iliad by Homer and a piece of the Odyssey that is from Homer that are usually read in high schools, middle schools, and what have you. Very few people actually read the whole book, which is a pity. And yet here we pretty much know the story of the Trojan War, the story of the stealing of Helen, the arrival of the Greeks, the attack and the 10-year siege, Achilles, Paris, Hector, Odysseus, so forth and so on, Agamemnon, the Trojan horse, the destruction of Troy. We really know the story. And of course the ancients knew the story probably better than we did. Because if you sit down and you pick the Iliad up and you read it, you realize, where's the rest of the book? I mean, the Iliad ends with a chapter which is discussing Priam and Achilles. So the Amazons have not arrived to assist the Trojans. Achilles hasn't been killed yet. Paris hasn't been killed yet. There's no wooden horse, and there's no sacking of Troy. So you begin to say, well, all right, what happened to the rest of the story? Well, the ancients, of course, wouldn't have, the people of that time period would have known the story so well, it wouldn't be necessary. It's just like on the American Civil War. You know events of the American Civil War, how it starts, how it ends, etc., and so on. You may not know all the details in the beginning. You may have never read a book on it. Then you go to pick up the Odyssey, which, of course, is the story of Odysseus trying to get back to his homeland. And, of course, it picks up after the war is over and does all of his sailing around. And then the next book in classical literature that's usually brought out is Virgil's work. Now, of course, Virgil lived in the time, he was born in 70 BCE and lived till 19 BCE. And the Emperor Augustus convinced Virgil to write what is called the Aeneid, which is what happens to Aeneas and his family and the Trojans that are allowed to survive the Trojan War. And of course, in this case, this is one of the Roman, one of the things Romans never could understand is why they could defeat the Greeks. They were always enamored with the knowledge and the brilliance of Greek philosophy, Greek science, math, etc., and so on. They just couldn't understand why they could beat them. And so a lot of people believed that they were destined to beat them because one of the legends, there are 17 different founding stories as the founding of Rome. You're familiar with Romulus and Remus, but there are several of them, at least from a Greek viewpoint, where it's Aeneas who lands in Italy after his various trysts across the Mediterranean, including a Queen Dido at Carthage, and that the Romans are the revenge for the Trojans in the Trojan War. But those are three books that most scholars are well aware of, the Iliad, the Odyssey, and the Aeneid. Whether they've read them or not is another thing. But that still leaves out where the heck is the Amazon queen, Achilles dying, Paris, etc., and so on. Now, there are probably other books that fill that in, but the surviving work that comes to us comes from a gentleman named Quintus of Smyrna, S-M-Y-R-N-A. And Quintus of Smyrna lived in the 3rd century A.D., and he wrote a book called The War at Troy. And this book picks up where the Iliad stops, and it fills in all the rest of the story, just as you and I remember it. Most of us aren't aware of the Amazon queen arriving to assist the Trojans, but she gets killed. But, you know, Achilles getting the poison arrow in the heel, and the death of Paris, and the Odysseus' idea to put the wooden horse in place. But if you're going to go through the story of the Trojan War and the aftermath, you really need four books: the Iliad, the Odyssey. You should probably read the Iliad, the War at Troy, then the Odyssey, and then the Aeneid, and that would give you a pretty good background. As a matter of fact, the War on Troy has been published probably in the last 8 or 9 years. It usually goes under the title "The War at Troy: What Homer Didn't Tell." Quintus of Smyrna, translated with an introduction and notes by Frederick M. Kombalek. So you should be able to find that, and it fills in the gap. And it's fun to play questions. I used to always do trivia questions and saying, which book do you find the story of the Trojan horse? No, it'll all go Iliad. No, it's not. So if you're going to do that, you'll need a copy of the Iliad for the illiterates who've never actually read it, and probably a copy of the War at Troy to beat them over the head and knock them into submission. But that's the full story. But it's an incident in ancient history that was so well known that everyone knew pretty much where it was going and what happened and so forth and so on. It is amazing. I know I've had people who'd say, well, how in the world can you carry like the Iliad through the oral tradition? How can you memorize that much material? But you can go to India today and find people who memorized the Mahabharata, which is a much larger work than the Iliad. And those people make their livings going to Hindu weddings, and people will say, oh, well, tell us about Rama and tell us this story. And these people will then rattle it off. You know, we're just not used to memorizing a lot of material. So enjoy the full story of the Trojan War. Pick up those books that you haven't read and fill in all your gaps. Thank you.